Get Fact with Darren Moore.
Guys, turns out I might be an amateur scatologist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found another poo fact.
Another what? Poop fact.
A poop fact.
A poop fact.
Yeah. There is an app that allows citizens in San Francisco to take pictures of any poo that they spot on the sidewalk, and they send it to the local authorities, who will dispatch someone to clean it up. Guess what the app's name is?
Wait.
Snap crap. It's a true story.
That's outstanding.
Isn't that the best?
That's outstanding.
I mean, here I have. I've been complaining about, you know, neighbors and others, people's pets and stuff, but San Francisco finds a solution. Guys, we'll start an app. We'll call it Snap Crap. And that's it. You just take a picture, and it comes up with location settings. And there's people whose job it is to go, and that's what they'll do. It's a budget that's taken out of the municipality, and they go and collect the snap.
That's hard for like your Tinder profile, though. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. I collect poo.
Yeah,
guys, there's some. Do you believe the professions on Tinder? Do you? Why are you on Tinder, Kerry Miller?
Why do you say I'm on Tinder? I said it must be hard to make that your Tinder profile job description, if you're honest.
Moving swiftly along.
Okay.
My second area of focus does tend to be honeybees.
Okay.
Which you need more protecting than we have putting out there. But anyway, Dutch scientists have trained bees to stick out their tongues when they smell the coronavirus.
Stop it, Darren.
Wait, sorry.
Did you see that story?
Lies.
No, I didn't. But how do you train a bee?
Because a bee's sensitivity, if a bee can detect 1,000 milligrams of pollen from 5 kilometers away, it can detect the coronavirus. So they train it, and it's distinct because it sticks its tongue out. A bee communicates with its abdomen with honey, but it sticks its tongue out. It's been trained to stick its tongue out when it detects the coronavirus. So if you hear a bee going bzzz, it's honey.
Yeah.
If it goes, it's coronavirus.
It's convenient.
So if there's a bee flying around and it's going, you just know Rona's in the room.
Okay.
This is remarkable.
But that's obviously in Holland.
I was going to say, do you think South African
if
bees
our
would
bee did it, accidentally ate a laxative.
Also, how good are your eyes that you can see that a bee's tongue is out?
That's why you listen for it. The opposite. You listen for the difference between zzz and...
Yeah.
This, can you hear the difference?
Okay.
True story. I'm not making
that's a true story.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready? On the Monday morning, are you ready to have your mind exploded?
Blown away.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm a dad who's helping a grade 7 with math.
Mm.
I also have a tutor who is an expert at math that can help any child who's struggling with math to help my child with math.
Yes.
I gave a math fact that blew my child's mind wide open, plus the tutor.
What?
Plus it was sent through to the teacher, and they were like, I heard, I did not know this from 3 experts.
Okay, are we ready?
And I'm about to tell you.
We ready?
As a mental experiment, try and do this in your head. Don't write it down, but use a calculator.
Okay.
Work out 8% of 25.
Okay, 8% of 25.
I can see what you're doing right now. You're putting 8 over 100 and 25 over 1, and you're trying to stop what you're doing. All you do... swap the numbers. Work out 25%
of 8.
8% of 25 is 2. 25% of 8 is 2. When you swap the numbers, so long as they're below 100, you'll always get the same answer.
Shut up.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wait, just say it one more time. So if it's underneath 100.
Of 25.
So any number under 100.
No.
Any two numbers under 100. Because the moment you go over 100, you're dealing with over 100%.
Okay.
So percentages. Any two numbers, you're trying to work the percentage of one number and another. You can swap them, and you'll always end up with the same number.
I'm finished, Darren Moore.
8% of 25 is exactly the same as 25% of 8. It's 2. Try it with any two numbers, and when you're done, you're welcome. Did it happen?
Yes. I'm so shocked.
I know, right?
I'm like blown away. Actually.
I was this weekend years old when I found this out.
Oh my word, yeah.
It's a game changer, right?
I've done 3 percentages
in your head.
In my head, and it works out, Kerry.
What happened? Guys, I can see it in your face.
My word.
Say it out loud. What happened?
Wow.
25% of me, no, 100% of me just got fat.
Yes. Absolutely, man.
Darren,
East Coast Radio.